Good morning, everybody. Prime Minister Kevin Rudd could announce his new cabinet as early as today as he prepares to revisit key policies. Former ministers Simon Crean and Kim Carr are both tipped to make a comeback. The new cabinet meets next week and is expected to discuss asylum seekers and possible changes to the carbon tax. South Africa's President Jacob Zuma says Nelson Mandela's condition has improved overnight. The former president remains in a critical but stable condition. Mr. Mandela's daughter, meanwhile, has lashed out at the media camping outside the hospital, describing them as vultures. A US grand jury has charged Boston Marathon bombing suspect Dzhokhar Tsarnaev with killing four people and using homemade bombs. The 19-year-old is the younger of the two Chechen brothers accused of that attack in April. His older brother was killed in a police shootout in the days following the bombing. He faces a possible death penalty if he's convicted. An internal feud within one of Australia's biggest bikie gangs has turned violent. A source linked to the Comancheros has told the ABC that scores of bikies from a rival faction ambushed a meeting at a new clubhouse in Sydney South on Wednesday night. The source says several men were bashed. One later turned up at a hospital with a broken jaw, nose and ribs.